the December 19th Board of Trustees meeting to order. We have a roll call.
Mr. Cardinal?
Here.
Ms. Wade?
Here.
Ms. Kosika?
Yeah, here.
Brightma?
Here.
Ms. Dobbs?
Here.
Mr. Humphrey?
Here.
Ms. Wyatt?
Here.
Okay, let's please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome to our last meeting of the year, and I see Tricia is all set to go here. Merry Christmas. Okay, do we have a motion for approval of the November 21st, 2022 minutes?
So moved, Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Public participation? Sir?
Yes.
You're on.
Oh.
Pardon?
I'm not speaking, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Just an observer.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Okay, let's do fiscal officer report.
You have the November 2020 financial report, but first, I wanted to let you know that Chris and I attended the public records training that the Treasurer of State and the Auditor of State recommended. We did that the first week in December. And as of today, about 3 o'clock, our audit is complete. No findings, no adding a letter, and it's clean up.
Congratulations. Good job. And how many years in a row is that?
17. Before, probably 20-something.
That's awesome. Good job.
You have your financial report. There's nothing out of the ordinary. You have a bank reconciliation, your check register, month-to-date, year-to-date fund and bank reports, system balancing report. That is followed by the PLF report and of note. The state's first estimate, we had exceeded the first estimate by $753,000. We have exceeded the state's second estimate by $271,000. So it was a good year for the PLF. Please reflect.
That's awesome. Any comments? Okay.
Were we going to take some action with regard to the transfer of the money to Red Tree from the general fund? We talked about it the last time, and I think we postponed. Board was just going to.
No, I did that.
I know, before we were going to take some action, just in confirming, or I thought you had suggested that more.
I suggested that if it made you feel better, you could ratify it, but okay. It's not necessary.
Yeah, it's not necessary, you mean?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Need a motion to approve the November 2022 bills. Ms. Dobbs makes a motion.
Second.
Ms. Wade seconds. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and because of Ms. Dobbs, we have the November 2022 bills paid with Anthem. Do we have a motion?
Super. And I second again.
Okay, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Okay. Director's report.
We have a large board packet. I'll go fast and just kind of make some highlights. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library has snuck back up over 50% again, 50.2. 6,794 kids are currently enrolled, with 2,607 who have aged out, so we've met the goal. And that meant that the State Foundation is giving 2 free months at the beginning of the year next year, so that's good. We are bringing back the Tax Prep Assistance Program. This last year we did a facilitated self-assisted. So we provided a computer lab, and then there was a trained facilitator that came in and helped people input their own. This year, we're also adding a drop-off where you make an appointment, you give your taxes to a tax preparer, and then you come back the next week and pick up the prepared taxes. And then we're also doing a drop-off site, or an in-person site. The person that used to be over at Claremont Community Services lost their space in that building, so they're coming over to the library to do the taxes here. And again, all of the training and certification is done by the IRS. So it's a great service. People are really happy we are offering it, and I'm glad it's expanded to the types that we're offering this year. These are our memory kits. These are kits for use for individuals with dementia or other cognitive disorders. They just came in this week. They're in the process of being cataloged, and I thought I would do some show and tell. This one is the Handyman Reminiscence Collection. So it comes with cards to look through. There's a DVD. Accordingly, DVDs are still the most popular form of you know, watching and relaying information. There is a type of a fidget device, because as we were told in the introduction of this equipment, sometimes individuals who are suffering from dementia have a high level of anxiety, so this fidget device is really helpful. And then there's some other activities inside the kit. So I'm just going to pass this one around so you can take a look. This one is the winter collection. So several of each title were purchased, and they're going to be floating collections in the branches. And then there's a couple of titles that were purchased for the Community Engagement Department for staff to use when they go out to facilities, so or in the branch. So we're really happy to offer those. I wanted to, if you read closely the branch department updates, I wanted to bring to your attention a really cool program that Batavia is doing called Adopt a Book Buddy. So they ordered these little plush animals that a child can sign up for. They take the book buddy home and they read to the book buddy, or the little plush animal, and they get a certificate when they sign up, and they check out free books to read to their pet. And it's filled up. They had 60 little plushies, and all 60 were adopted out. It caused circulation of materials for the kids who were checking out materials, and they're reading at home and engaging with their plushie and their caregivers. So I thought, big shout out to Christine Brookover, who is the services specialist at Batavia, for coming up with that great idea, because it really ties in a lot of things there, from early literacy development and circulation, which we love. Wanted to remind everyone that Cozy Winter Reads, our second annual a reading program, and runs from January 3rd through February 28th. That was just started that last year, and it's back this year, and it's really a cool program. Also, I take around a bag. I call it a bag of cheer. It's full of snacks for each department, each branch. And I was over at Felicity and just happened to catch a performance of the Dreamweaver storytelling troupe, and I wanted to give them a shout out, because they are really excellent. They had a fourth grade class that was there, and they were highly engaged in the storytelling, and it's just really phenomenal to see that. And so again, we have the engagement with the school, bringing their class visits over, and getting to experience the storytellers. So if you haven't gotten a chance to see our troops, we have storytellers, and we also have a puppet troupe. Check them out if you get a chance, because they are very good. We have hired our information services manager. He started today. He made it through the whole day. He's coming back tomorrow, so that's good.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Somebody got some wood. He's going to be a great fit with the team, so we're excited to have him. And lastly, I wanted to call to your attention the photo contest we have going on Facebook right now. Hopefully some of you maybe have seen it. The branches and departments were charged with making a seasonal photo, and If you haven't seen them, they're really, really good. Amelia's is particularly amazing. They are doing the Christmas Carol. So it's really good. It's far received the highest number of votes. And they get a trophy for the winner. The highest number of votes will get a small trophy that will remind some of the Christmas Story, if you remember that movie. So it should be...
Is it a major award?
It's a major award. It's very fragile. Yes. So that's really cool. And got your statistics, the highlights for the strategic plan and goal report, the memory kits that we're adding, the manager manual is completed, and then I mentioned that Mar and I did the certified public records training on December 6th. I also included, and I won't read through it, but a kind of a year-end summary of the strategic plans to date, and that's it.
Chris, on the Adopt-A-Pet program, is that a one-time, like with that child, they don't return the pet?
They keep it. It's a small little guy,
I figured that it was, but I just want, it wasn't clear. When it said Adopt-A-Pet, I thought, okay, I know what that means.
So they're going to do another one coming up in the first quarter too. So I think it's a great idea. It's a really great idea.
In reference to the COVID-19 issues that you addressed, I thought I read something the other day where the government was going to issue more of those home testing kits.
We've never stopped receiving those from the state, so we still have a supply and we can pass them out. So,
Okay. And I saw something there about $500 million grant that the state is putting out for Appalachian communities. Did we find out anything that would be a benefit to the library?
I attended the last meeting. They have submitted the application. They're partnering with four counties, Claremont, Brown, Adams, and Scioto counties. I think they're really going to try and, the focus is job skill, job growth, health. There's one more, I can't remember. But I think they're going to focus a lot on like hike bike trails, because they really want a lot of community partnership and collaboration. So I think that's what they're focusing on. So we'll see. I've attended the meeting and I've talked to the director of the economic development department and told him, let us know how and when we can help, where we have a place.
That was Mike McNamara.
Yes.
And he's the one submitting the grant?
It's being submitted by the Port Authority. That is the agent. So the Port Authority in partnership.
He's the executive director of the Port Authority.
Oh,
okay. And that was one of the main focuses, and to collaborate with other entities, and the more there was a collaboration, the greater opportunity that you would
succeed. Yeah, they went through the grant process and showed their point scores for doing this, that, and the other.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, thank you, Chris. Committee reports, bylaw and policy review committee.
Yes, so on November 14th, the committee met to review edits and updates to the HR policy manual. You guys all have a copy of those with the red wine version in your packet. Everyone. I'll hit the highlights. So basically, this was updated with updated titles for consistency, modifiers, pronouns for consistency. We removed reference to the interaction with minors training, and then updated just some policy or process references for approval for overtime, approved meal reimbursement. But for the most part,
it was changing his and her to they and their.
That's correct. Anyone have any questions on the edits to that policy?
It was reviewed by prosecuting attorney's office.
That was my question, and I figured that it was. And when I saw the red lines, like changing of the people responsible for the authorities have the name changes. That's all that I saw. There was something else I was going to ask, definitely ask for the cliff note. Didn't read it verbatim, but certainly went over the things.
Do we need a motion to approve?
I would think so. I'll make a motion when approved.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyon seconds. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
One more comment about that committee. I think we have just a handful of policies still to get through to...
Before we start all over again?
Before we start all over again. So we'll be able to wrap that up with our next meeting. Kind of in short order.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is that effective the day we adopted? Is it 1/1/2023 or what's your...
It's effective today.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just said revised this date, so... Title sheet.
So it's effective today?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Budget committee, do you want to talk that in executive session before we...
I spoke in depth with Mara, and of course you and I,
right,
that Jen was ill and was unable to attend that. Pretty much I asked Mara whether she was going to have handouts or PowerPoint or whatever, and I gave her some suggestions of things to address immediately, and so we can certainly discuss that if you want to, or we can go into executive session first. But the appropriations, we aren't moving to adopt that. We're looking at just a discussion of the budget items. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Until later on in the schedule?
Yes.
Right?
That's correct.
It's number 2022-40?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to do that, but you want to do it after executive session?
I'm getting the moving like this from board.
Yeah, you guys have to make some decisions first, and then
right,
that is going to drive the rest of the conference.
That will address the appropriations, but
right,
will it address the other issues that we discussed today? It's your pleasure, whatever. I know what the answer is, so I just want to share it with all of you.
Session first and then come back out.
Yep. Okay. 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 We will talk that after executive session. Okay, new business. I'd like to appoint Ms. Kasika, Ms. Lyons, and Mr. Ramos to determine officers for next year. So all you need to do is meet at some point and come back in January. Sprinkle holy water on whoever.
Who are the three? I was...
You.
Yes, I heard that.
Ms. Lyons and Mr. Ramos.
Okay.
Okay. Need a motion for executive session pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121-22G4 for the purpose of reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment. And I need a motion for executive session for Ohio Revised Code 121-22G1 to consider compensation of a public employee, employees, or officials.
So make a motion to go into executive session under those two sections.
Okay, Mr. Humphrey makes the motion.
Second.
Ms. Reynolds seconds. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
We need a roll call, sorry.
Mr.
Parker?
Yes.
Ms.
Lake?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Lyon?
Yes.
Okay.